From Revelation, the 2015 All-Tech International Conference being held here in Lexington, Kentucky, we're having a special edition of Loose Tales. I guess you might call this Loose Tales in Reverse, as we have as our guest, Trent Luce, who, of course, is the host of Loose Tales. So we're actually going to have the opportunity to kind of interview him, talk with him about some of the things we've seen this week here at the All-Tech event, especially the conversation with Walter Robb, or the speech by Walter Robb, and then a very short dialogue after that with one of the All-Tech officials. But Walter Robb, the co-CEO of Whole Foods, very passionate what they're doing in that specialty food marketplace that is becoming larger and larger all the time. He claims 8 million shoppers on a weekly basis hit one of the Whole Foods markets across the country that, of course, are headquartered in Austin, Texas. And he had some very strong things to say about what they're doing, and he says it's all being driven by consumers, talking about organic, natural, no GMOs is what they're wanting to go for, toward. Trent, based on all the things that we heard from Walter Robb, what was your take? What did you hear in particular about Whole Foods and about their attitudes toward agriculture?
Let's talk about something fun like China. You know, I don't understand the selective portrayal of the truth, Ron, because Whole Foods is providing customers that walk in their store a choice. And I'm good with that. And in fact, I had fewer problems with him than I did Bob Langert with McDonald's earlier in the day talking about ranchers need to become sustainable. But he starts off by talking about fear-mongering, talking about a milk Listeria problem, which is happening as we speak. Mm-hmm. And he also showed later in the program, he showed a pictorial progression of what they sell in Whole Foods. Did you see what was pictured for 2015?
Chicken.
Oysters and a half shell, yeah. And a chicken. Yeah. That's right. Two pictures. Do you know what the number one cause of foodborne illness is in the United States each year?
Oysters, probably.
Eating raw oysters. Yeah. So, we have a safe food supply. Why do you need to try to scare people into coming into your store? Because the truth of the matter is the stuff sold in Whole Foods is no safer than the stuff sold in any grocery store in this country. And secondly, he talks about this utopian way of producing food, and yet what was his plea at the end of his message? We can't find what we need. The reason, sir, you can't find what you need is you're asking it to be produced in measures that are not profitable, that are not the most efficient method we possibly can achieve, and what we've made in terms of trying to reject all of the progress that we have made through science and research in the past 50 years. What other form of life do we want to have the way we had it in 1950? Mm-hmm. We don't talk on the phone the way we did in 1950. We don't even drive a car like we did in 1950. We don't ride a horse like we did in 1950. And yet here are people trying to romanticize how food was produced yesterday.
And I know that I had several folks reply to me on Twitter about the misinformation that's being spread by Whole Foods regarding GMOs.
I actually, to plug your Twitter post, I thought it was spot on because I believe he pandered to that crowd quite a bit. And you mentioned he was hiding behind the Whole Foods manifesto. I don't think he portrayed himself the same way that he would to a group of customers. And, I know you are. I am. No matter who I'm talking to, I share the same values every single day. Just be straight up with people and tell them what's really going on and what you really think.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that he didn't want his message obviously recorded. I'm not really sure why I didn't hear anything that revolutionary that was said, but yet he didn't take any direct hard shots at traditional production agriculture, but he clearly was trying to portray what they were doing was superior.
Exactly. And he included a video of a poultry producer that I assume is a supplier to Whole Foods, although it didn't clearly state that. And there's this overlying premise that animal welfare and food safety and all of these measures that we're talking about, the Europeans are much ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Hey, you started off this program. There's 87 countries here. I have talked to people from the UK, from Ireland, from every part of Europe. Ask them how good things are in food production. Ask them if they can operate without a subsidy, and they'll tell you no. Ask them if they can eat beef every day, and they'll tell you no, because it has become a luxury item, because they've been overregulated, unnecessarily regulated, flying the wave on whatever the latest consumer trend might be, when it's actually not a consumer trend. It's just one company trying to outmarket its neighbor by saying, we're telling the farmer they're going to do this. We have a golden opportunity. We are at a crossroads in American agriculture where the food producers need to stand up and say, we're the experts in taking care of land and livestock. We are the ones who have moved our efficiency from 5 acres of land to produce enough food to feed one person in 1900 to one-third of an acre in 2015. Let the farmer drive the ship, not the food company trying to outmarket each other.
One thing, I think he actually mentioned this, Chris, this number, but we've heard it bandied about here, 8.8% of our disposable income goes to food in this country. It's much, much smaller in most other countries. He has a consumer base that has so much extra income that they can throw around on food that they're willing to pay his higher prices.
That's what we've accomplished. That's the success story. We still spend less than 9% of our disposable income on food. Just last week, I don't know if you saw this or not, one of your fellow constituents in the state of Oklahoma, Andrew Hutchison, brought this to light. We spend 29% of our disposable income on regulations. Just put that into context. Mm-hmm. And what he's talking about is overregulating more than where we have been and moving our cost for food up to be more like our European cousins, which is at the best 16%. So we're talking about automatically doubling the cost of food. And in fact, if you look at his slide, looking at what the Americans spend on food compared to healthcare, he in many ways is celebrating that they're getting people to pay more money for food. Mm-hmm. I say that we've achieved, this is a success story, we've achieved fewer resources to produce more food so that we can feed the world efficiently.
Right. I guess one of the things that kind of jumped out at me was the heavy bet that Whole Foods clearly is making on millennials.
Boy, I don't know what else could be said about millennials in today's world. I mean, good grief. We talk about them nonstop. And I don't even know where to go with that, Ron, because they are a group of young people. You and I were young people once. And we grew up.
It happens.
Why does this set of 20-year-olds mm-hmm. that have the attention span that we had when we were three supposedly driving the ship on consumer demands? I don't get that.
Yeah. But clearly, in the case of Whole Foods and some other companies, they really are paying an exorbitant amount of attention to what they're saying. And it was his contention, Mr. Robb's contention, that at the end of the day, he said time and time again, well, our customers want it. We got to give it to them.
Yep. And the customer wants the ribeye to come without the steer dying. How are we going to do that?
And I know that one of your comments on social media was the fact that the problem with those customers that are wanting these things, they don't know what they really are saying.
Too much of what they know isn't so. That's the problem, and it's being fed to them in a marketing approach. That's my trouble with the selective portrayal of truth that I see happening in too many food outlets today.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Ron Hayes.
Thank you, Trent. Trent Luce, kind of our backwards version of Loose Tales, as we did the kind of the conversation, leading the conversation with Trent. Might also call it our interview with co-CEO of Whole Foods, Walter Robb. Mr. Robb choosing not to talk to the trade media, basically not willing to talk to the media that serves the agricultural producers that are his suppliers, and that he claims that are an important part of who Whole Foods is all about. He doesn't want to talk to folks that might give more information back to those suppliers. Clearly, one of the agenda items of this particular company. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.